Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you and we thank you.
天父，我们来到你的面前献上感谢。
What a privilege it is to come into your presence.
当我们能够来到你的面前，这个是何等一个的特权。
To give you worship, to give you praise.
将敬拜和赞美。
Father, as we look forward to your celebration of your birth,
当我们去期待着要庆祝你的诞生。
Lord, help us to keep you in focus.
天父帮助我们专注于你。
That you are the reason for the season.
因为你就是这个节日的原因。
We prepare to celebrate because we rejoice in your birth.
我们要准备的庆祝就是庆祝你的诞生。
For that birth brings forth your glory.
因为这个诞生带来你的荣耀。
Brings forth your kingdom into this world.
也都将你的国度带到来这个世界。
A kingdom that we are called to be a part of.Father, we pray that as we, your people,
天我们祈求，当我们是你的子民，
that we come and celebrate with all our heart.
我们是一心一意的来到庆祝。
That you are our God, our Father.
你是我们的主，你是我们的父神。
The mighty King was born to be a child.
一个全能的神被诞生成为一个婴孩。
That through his death and his resurrection.
藉住佢嘅死，藉住佢嘅復活。
We have the privilege to come before you as your children.
我哋有呢個特權嚟到你嘅面前嘅時候，係你嘅兒女。
Lord, be with us now as we hear your word.
當我哋現在要聆聽你嘅話語嘅時候，求主與我哋同在。
May your word speak to our hearts.
祈求你嘅話語對我哋嘅心説話。
So that we will see you all the more.
讓我哋更加清楚嘅能夠看見你。
And give you all the glory.
將一切嘅榮耀歸於你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶穌名字祈求。
Amen. Wow, can you believe that it's December already?
你信唔信啊？已經十二月啦。
Another year has gone by.
一年又好快要過去啦。
You know, we all look forward to Christmas.
我哋個個都期待著聖誕。
There's great anticipation for Christmas.
我哋期待著有好大嘅期望喺聖誕。
And this is what Advent is all about.
而呢個將臨節嘅意思亦都係咁樣。
Advent is the period before Christmas.
將臨節就係聖誕嘅。之前嘅一段時間
，that celebrates the anticipation and coming of Christ，
去慶祝亦都期待主基督嘅來臨。
We look forward to the Messiah who brings the joy and peace and hope。
我哋就係期待呢一個嘅尼賽亞救主將平安、將
peace
喜樂同埋和平帶到嚟。
And as Christians。
但是我们是一个基督徒。
We also anticipate Christ's return again as the crowning king.
我们也都期待主耶稣基督作王的这样再一次回来。
The day that he will come back and usher in the kingdom of God.
当他要来的时候是将神的国度带到来。
And we long for that joy of having peace and hope when he returns.
我们也都期待着他再来的时候所带来的喜乐和盼望平安。
And this desire for hope and peace.
我们去期望有这个盼望有这个的平安
It really hits home.
有喜乐
It really hits home when we see what's going on in the world.
当我们去环顾看看我们这个世界发生什么事的时候
you know, There's no peace in the world right now.
我们看到世界是没有平安的
With Israel itself
当以色列
in war with Hamas
同阿马斯来到打仗
And with this ongoing war in Russia, in Ukraine with Russia
亦都係蘇聯同埋烏克蘭嚟到打仗。
And with these wars, the world is filled with unrest and uncertainty.
就喺呢啲戰爭裏邊，呢個世界係不安嘅。
And I know that even I know you are too longing for peace.
我同你一樣都期望有平安。
Because even in our own society, we're drowning with a lot of social unrest.
就算喺我哋自己嘅社會裏邊，我哋社會亦都係動盪嘅。
And there's a lot of this atmosphere of hate, anger, and violence.
有好多呢一啲嘅氣氛，就係有仇恨、有憤怒、有暴力。
And it's not just in America, but throughout the society of the world.
但呢個唔係淨係限於喺美國，乃係喺世界國家好多嘅社會都係。
And it's the world that longs for peace and joy.
而呢個世界所期待嘅就係有喜樂、有和平。
And this is where this Isaiah 9 comes in.
而今日我哋所讀嘅經文就係要講呢樣嘢，以賽亞書第九章。
Isaiah 9 verse 2, it says, "The people who walked in darkness have a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone.
以赛亚书第九章嘅第二节咁样讲，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死暗之地的人有光照耀他们。
And what's happening in these regions that it's talking about in Galilee is that these people are suffering oppression and violence.
咁佢呢度讲到咧，就喺加利利呢一区嘅地方，喺嗰度当地嘅居民，佢哋所经历嘅就系压迫同埋暴力。
All these invading armies for centuries have oppressed Jerusalem.
因为在很多世纪里面，这些侵入的军要去到耶路撒冷，就带来很多的压迫。
And at the time of Isaiah's writing of this book,
而当以赛亚去写以赛亚书的时候，
the Assyrians were casting a terrible shadow over the land and oppressing the people of Israel.
亚述嘅人就喺嗰度欺压以色列人。
And this is where this verse comes in.
就系呢一段呢一节嘅经文就咁样讲啦。
That within that darkness, God brings hope.
就系喺呢一个黑暗里边，神将盼望带过嚟。
God brings a light into that darkness.
就喺呢个黑暗里边，神差派一个曙光。
When all the darkness covers over the land of Galilee.
当喺加利地一片漆黑嘅时候，
Jesus brings about a light that arises.
耶稣就系呢一个嘅光要带到。
And God opens up that hope for the future.
而神亦都将呢一个嘅盼望带到喺一个未来里边。
Where He promises a deliverance.
喺呢一度应许个拯救。
That deliverance comes from the prophecy of the promise of the Messiah.
而呢个嘅拯救系藉住先知嘅预言同埋神嘅应许而嚟。
And this is the passage we read every year in Isaiah 9:6.
而每一年我哋都会读以赛亚书第九章第六至到第七节嘅。
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be calledWonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
These verses give us four great names that describe Jesus the Messiah.
在这一节里面用了四个名字来到去描述主耶稣，我们的救主弥赛亚。
They describe him even though it was written 700 years ago.
虽然以赛亚书是在耶稣出生之前700年写的。
What does it describe Jesus as?
在这里怎样描述耶稣呢？
That he is a counselor.
他是一个策士。
That he's God.
是神,
He's Father,
父,
and the Prince.
君王.
And each of these names is modified by an adjective that further helps us to, that describes his character.
而这里每一个名字也都有一个形容词去解释他的本色。
That he's a wonderful counselor.
奇妙的策士。
That he is a mighty God.
全能的神。
That he's an everlasting Father.
永恒的父。
And he's the Prince of Peace.
和平的君。
You know, it's important to understand the names of God.
我哋認識神嘅名字係好重要嘅。
Because that's how God reveals Himself is through His names.
因為神係藉住佢嘅名字去彰顯自己。
And throughout the Old Testament, we have names of God.
喺舊約我哋睇到好多神嘅名字。
And they describe the character of God.
喺藉住個名字，亦都去讓我哋睇到神嘅本性。
And what He has done for us.
亦都睇到神為我哋所作嘅。
And the names of God help us to see His attributes and His character.
而藉住神嘅名字，让我哋去认识到神嘅位格同佢嘅本性。
So today we're going to look at these four great names.
今日我哋要睇嘅就系呢四个美名。
And apply it to ourselves.
亦都睇下呢个名字点样可以运用喺我哋嘅身上。
With a very simple question.
就系用一个好简单嘅问题。
The first name, Wonderful Counselor.
第一个名字，奇妙嘅策士。
And the question is,
个问题是,
is Jesus your Wonderful Counselor?
耶稣是不是你奇妙嘅策士呢?
Does Jesus' word dwell in you richly?
耶稣嘅话语是不是丰丰富富嘅居喺你嘅生命里边?
Is God's word the guide and counsel of your life?
神嘅话语系咪你生命嘅指引呢？
Now, in our culture, when you think about counselor, the word counselor,
如果喺我哋嘅熟悉嘅层面嚟去睇，测试呢一个名字，
you think of a person, a therapist.
我哋会谂起一啲辅导员。
You know, and sometimes it's a very negative connotation.
有时好似呢个系一个好负面嘅。
People don't like to be known, you know, they don't like people to know that I'm going to see a therapist.
人呢,不想其他人知道,我要去找一些輔導員。
You know, have you seen a therapist?
你有沒有見過一些輔導員啊?
You know, nobody likes to admit that they do.
沒有人想認啊,說有的。
But in reality, we know that God calls us to see therapists.
但是我們知道,神呼召我們要去見輔導員啊。
We're all called to be counselors of one another.
You know,
that's what we're learning in the book, Instruments in the Redeemer's Hand, right? But we'll talk about that some other time. But what's happening since COVID, through isolation, thousands of people have been flocking to therapists, going in record number. You know, because with all this isolation, people are struggling with deep depression and they're filled with great anxiety. You know, men today are seeking wisdom. They're all looking for the meaning of life. They're all looking for their solutions to their problems. They read books to find out what's going on. Probably not books anymore.
It's
kind of out of date. You know, they just go to Google. Google is the amazing know-it-all, the encyclopedia that knows everything. And you can watch YouTube to know how to fix anything. It's amazing. You know, when I was trying to get some scratches out of my car, you go to YouTube and they'll tell you exactly how to do it. And now I heard it's not Google anymore. Yeah, that's behind the times. Now you gotta have ChatGPT.
You gotta have ChatGPT.
You know, you gotta have that artificial intelligence.
就是这些智能的东西,
it's called AI.
是智能的,
and it's amazing. It can write papers for you.
智能到可以帮你做功课,
it can do a lot for you. And men are searching everywhere to see what is the answer of life.
And
a lot of people even go to search for demons at fortune tellers, tell them what's the future.
You
know, when you search Google, when you type in meaning of life, you'll get lines like this. To do good, to do the right thing. You know, but doesn't tell you what's good, doesn't tell you what's the right thing. It says to leave the world a better place than you found it. To do your best to leave every situation better than you have found it.
你离开任何一个处境,你要离开的时候,使这个处境好过你踏入这个处境的时候。
But you realize that that'll never happen.
但你知不知这个永远不会发生的?
World will be a much dirtier place because we're in it.
这个世界会越来越污糟的,因为我们在里面。
And after we're done with it, it'll be a place which probably has more problems. Another saying is, live life to the fullest.
另一个呢,就说,尽情地过活,
it says, be happy, do what you want.
要开心快乐,
you know, and if you will hear these similar counsels from everywhere, all the worldly wisdom that comes out from here. And all the while,
但是其实一路以来,
the Bible has always been saying,
圣经不断地这样说,
are you looking for a wonderful counselor?
你是不是在寻找一个奇妙的策士?
I offer you Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the perfect counselor.
我就是将神的儿子主耶稣基督赐过给你, 祂是一个完美的策士。
All along, he has come.
一路以来,祂已经来到了。
He is the one that is all wise.
祂就是一个完全有智慧的,
all knowing.
全知的,
and his words are full of truth.
而祂的话语是充满真理的。In
Proverbs 2:4 says, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
在箴言第2章6节这么说, 因为耶和华赐人智慧, 知识和聪明都由他口而出。
Proverbs 35 says, every word of God proves true.
箴言30:5章说, 神的言语句句都是 炼净的,
he is a shield to those who take refuge in him.
投靠他的,
now, the question is, don't you want a counselor who is all wise?
问题是,
one that comes to speak truth into your life? And that's exactly what Isaiah 28:9 says. The Lord of hosts, he is the wonderful counselor, excellent in wisdom.
所以, prophet?
Isaiah 28:29. He doesn't just know about all things, but he knows all about you. He knows every need of your heart. He knows what's best for you better than we know ourselves. He knows the depths of our pain and our hurt. And he knows exactly how to soothe us. This is a wonderful Psalm 139:1-6. I know it's long, but I love to read it.
139篇, 我知道是比较长,
O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my paths and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word in my mouth is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
耶和华，你已经监察我认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。 这样的知识奇妙,是我不能测的,至高是我不能及的。This
knowledge about God,
神的智慧,
to King David was so wonderful that he couldn't understand it.
大卫王不能够明白,
that there is a sovereign God who knows you,
就是有这个有主权的神, 祂认识你,
in every detail. And he is the one that is goes before you and is behind you and watches over you.
就是他在你的前面而行，他在你的背后而行，他完全的明了。
And that drives him to total awe of God.
就是因为他有这个认识，他就对神有完全的赞叹。
And the question is, have we been awed by God?
问题是我们对神有没有这个赞叹呢?
Are we in awe of God?
我们是不是对神有这个敬畏呢?
You know, when we read in the book of Mark that we've been studying, wherever Jesus went or taught, people were amazed at his teaching and his wisdom.
我们读马可福音的时候，我们看到当耶稣教导去到哪里都好，人们都看到耶稣是觉得耶稣很奇妙的。
And the question is Jesus your wonderful counselor?
You
know, have you experienced the work of God's word transforming your heart?
You know,
it happens when God's word dwells in us richly. And the Holy Spirit comes and causes that word to blossom and to bear fruit in our lives. For example, there are times in my life I'm filled with anxiety and stress.
例如在我的生命里面都会有时间，我是有很多的焦虑，有很多的压力。
There are times when I'm not sure what to do.
有时我也都不知道我应该怎么做。
There are times when, you know, the bills are here and money is short.
有时订单就来到了。 但是银行的户口就不是很多数字。
There are times when I'm not sure which direction to take.
但是有时也都不知道我在人生里面应该向哪一个方向来走。
And I fall into these, you know, these moods of self-pity and self-centered. Woe is me!
有时我就会堕落这些自怜的光景里面，我就说，哎呀，我有祸了。
And when in the midst of my feeling of hopelessness,
但是当我在这些所谓无望的处境里面,
in the midst of those pity sessions,
就是在这些所谓自怜的时间,
it's God's word that comes to speak into my life.
但是神的话语就是来到我的生命对我说话,
it says, Philip, I love you.
喂, Philip, 我爱你,
I love you.
我爱你,
don't worry about all those little things of life.
不要让生命的小事来到担忧,
no, I got you. I'll take care of you. I'll provide for all your needs.
我会照顾你，亦都供应你一切所需。
The question is, will you trust and walk in faith?
个问题是，你会不会去信靠凭信心而行呢？
Stop worrying about yourself.
唔好挂住自己嘅事。
I want you to look at the people around you.
你望下你周围嘅人。
Philip, I'm going to use you to be a blessing to others.
Philip, 我要用你成为别人嘅祝福。
Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and I will provide for your needs.
你要先寻我的国和我的义，而一切的事情我都会赐予俾你。
Now God's wonderful counsel comes and speaks to us in our lives.
神就是一个奇妙的测试，来到我们的生命，对我们说话。
Now are there times that you're angry with someone?
又或者有时你去嬲一啲人。
If somebody's cut you off and you're in the car going, yeah!
又或者你驾车的时候有人抢线。
Or maybe it's your children who are disobedient to you. Maybe it's a neighbor that is insulting and mean. And we want revenge. We want to get back at them.
哇,
but what does God's word come and say to us? Love your neighbor. Love the people and show them good. Show them grace.
要爱你周围的人，彰显怜悯恩慈。
God's wonderful counsel are words of life, Hebrews 4.
希伯来书第四章这样讲，神的话语就是生命之道。
Words that will lead us to life rather than seeking destruction and death.
因为神的话语要带过给我们的是生命。 不是破坏，不是死亡。
You know, Peter understood that when he said these words in John 6.
在约翰福音第六章，当彼得这样说话的时候，他就明白了。
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？ 我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Have you come to know the Holy One of God? Have you come to experience the abundant life that Jesus comes to offer? Is Jesus your wonderful counselor? Second name is Mighty God. Simple. Is Jesus your mighty God in your life? Do you know the main problem with man's earthly counseling?
你知不知道? 人用俗世的方法来辅导有什么问题呢? 最主要的问题是什么呢?
It's all dependent on that own person's desire and ability to change.
这个改变是完全靠这个人的期望和他自己的努力。
Do you have self-control?
要有节制。
You know, and it's impossible when you tell an addict to go stop doing what they're doing.
如果有些是醉酒的人, 你叫他停止, 不要喝酒, 是不可能的。
That's the same thing.
其实是一样的。
And in the same way, when we're addicted to sin, you can't just say, oh, go and stop sinning.
就是等于我们已经是沉迷于罪里面了, 我们不可能说, 啊, 你停啊, 你不要犯罪了。
You know, to a selfish person, you can't just go say stop being selfish.
如果一个自私的人, 你不可以说, 喂, 你不要再自私了。
Because the Bible says that we are actually dead in our sin.
因为圣经怎么描述我们啊? 他说我们是死于过犯当中。
That our human nature is sinful.
因为我们的人性就是罪性。
And there's nothing that we can do about it ourselves.
我们凭自己的努力, 我们是不能够做到什么。
We can't change our human nature.
我们不可以改变我们的。
So in reality, we can never live that abundant life that God offers to us. We can't live that life without God's miraculous intervention. Without God intervening in our lives, we can't change. Life is hopeless.
生命就是没有盼望的,我们不能够改变。
And this is what Christmas is all about.
而圣诞的原因,圣诞的意义就是这样。
Because we have to understand that Jesus isn't so just a wise man, a guru with wisdom.
我们要明白,耶稣不只是一个有智慧的人,或者是一个大师。
But Jesus, that baby born in the manger, he is the mighty God himself. So Jesus, the Son of God, is sent into this world by God the Father for a mission of salvation. So Jesus, the mighty God, he has the divine power to act on our behalf. Because he becomes man. He comes and lives the life that we can never live. The perfect life that we should have lived. And he dies the death that we deserve to die.
而他都代我们死,
you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, the begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16,
is that when you trust in the Lord and Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can have eternal life. It is Jesus' mighty power that can destroy Satan and kill death. And it's Jesus' mighty power that enables us to overcome sin in our lives and live the life abundantly on this earth for him. And it's only through that power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us that enables us to have that abundant life.
我哋先能够有呢个丰盛嘅生命。
Acts 1:8 says.
喺《使徒行传》第一章第八节咁样讲。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
See, this power of that mighty God that comes and transforms our lives.
当神这个大能来到我们的生命里面，改变我们的生命。
His counsel, His word.
祂的话语，祂的指引。
It's made effective in our lives through the work of the power of the Holy Spirit. The question is, have you seen that power, transforming power at work in your life?
问题是,在你的生命里面,你有没有看到这个能够带来改变的大能?
It is the power of God that takes our hearts of stone.
是神的大能,拿了我们这个石心,
that is dead to sin. It's dead and unresponsive to faith. And He comes and transforms that heart into a heart of flesh. That is able to respond to faith. It's able to turn from sin. Hearts that will seek after God. Hearts that will have a desire to please Him and live for Him. That is the power of the mighty God. It's at work in each and every one of us, each and every day.
是每一日在我们每一个人生活里面，生命里面来到动工。
If the Spirit lives in us, in you,
如果圣灵居住在我里面，在你里面，
God is changing you every day.
每一日神都在改变你。
He's making you more and more holy each and every day.
每一日使你更加的圣洁。
He's making you a person who will desire God more each and every day.
使你每日更渴慕基督。
Because you are on this progression of being transformed into the image of Christ. And it will be perfected when He returns. That's the work of the mighty God in your life. You know, you don't stay sinful. And be worse and worse and worse until Jesus comes back. No, the work of His Spirit is making you more and more like Christ as you approach Christ's return. So is Jesus the mighty God in your life? Do you see His power in your life? Do you see His power
in your life?
The third description is beautiful.
第三个名字是很美丽的。It's
everlasting Father.
永在的父。
Is Jesus your everlasting Father?
耶稣是不是你永在之父呢?
You know, sometimes people look at this and kind of get confused.
有些人看完之后就觉得不是很明白。
Wait, I thought Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣不是神的儿子吗?
Isn't everlasting Father the God the Father?
这里说永恒的父,这个不是圣父吗?
So you got to realize Isaiah is not talking about the Trinity, the role of Jesus in the Trinity here.
你要知道,以赛亚这里不是说三位一体的神,所以不是说父神。
And Sinclair Ferguson in his commentary says...
Sinclair Ferguson, 牧师在他的解经学里面这样说。
So there's no contradiction here.
他就说在这里是没有出入的。
He says it this way, this son,
他这样说,他说这个儿子,
this son, the son of God,
神的儿子,
is likewise the father of all whom he brings to birth in his kingdom.
就是一个父亲将他的儿女带到去神的国度。
So he's the father of everybody who he gives birth to into his kingdom.
所以就是好像一个父亲将他所有的儿女
So the use of the word father here is a description to highlight Jesus' love and care for us.
咁喺要用到父嘅意思咧， 就係要去強調耶穌對我哋嘅愛同埋看顧。
He is the Father that gives birth to us through His death and His resurrection.
佢就係一個生我哋出嚟嘅父啊， 係藉住佢喺十字架嘅死同埋佢嘅復活。
And He's an everlasting Father that will have an everlasting love for us.
而佢係一個永在嘅父， 因為佢對我哋嘅愛係一個永恆嘅愛。
He relates to us as a Father.
而佢同我哋嘅關係就係好似父與子嘅關係。
That He cares for us.
佢照顧我哋。
He protects us and nurtures us.
佢保護我哋。
He's the one that goes before us and behind us. And He is the one that will always be with us to eternity.
And
it points us to the wonderful reality and this promise in Romans
8. He'll
be the everlasting Father that will always be with us. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of the Father.
祂就是我們永恆的父, 祂對我們的愛是永恆, 這是永恆的愛在永恆裡面, 是永遠不會與我們隔絕的。
So it says, For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
羅馬書8章這樣說，所以我深信是高處的，是低處的，是別的受造之物，都不能叫我們與神的愛隔絕，這愛是在我們的主基督耶穌裡的。
This is wonderful assurance.
這是一個很好的確據。
That we have received Jesus as our everlasting Father.
當我們去接受主耶穌基督為我們這個永在的父，
And that the Holy Spirit comes and indwells in us.
而聖靈就是居住在我們裡面。
There's a promise that nothing can ever separate us from Him.
就有一個應許，沒有一樣東西能夠使我們與祂來到隔絕。
So if the Holy Spirit truly lives in you,
所以如果聖靈實在居住在你裡面,
and no matter how much you may struggle in faith,
無論你的信心有多大的掙扎,
no matter how much you try to run from God,
無論你想在神裡面逃跑到多遠,
God will never depart from you.
神永遠不會撇下你。
He will always call you to come back.
祂不斷地要呼召你回來吧。
To come back and receive Him.
回到祂那裡。
And He will be like the father of the prodigal son.
祂就是好像這個浪子的父親一樣。
Jesus will open His arms to you and welcome you and embrace you again.
耶穌就會打開祂的雙手再一次地擁抱你。
Because in reality,
因為事實上,
we will sin over and over and over and over
again.
Even when, as Christians, we will deny God, we will run away from God, we will struggle with faith day in and day out.
就算我們是基督徒都好, 我們亦都會不斷地在信心上來掙扎, 我們會離開神。
But if the Holy Spirit lives in us,
但是聖靈居住在我們生命裡面,
He will never let you go.
神是不會把我們撇下,
and that everlasting love of the Father,
而這個父神的愛是永恆的愛,
in His perfect time,
在祂完美的時間,
will pull you back,
亦都會挽回你,
that Father will not lose you,
因為這個父親不會失去你,
that Spirit within you is a guarantee of your salvation,
因為在你生命裡面的聖靈就是你救恩的保證。
But yes, we have to know that we are in Christ.
沒錯, 我們要知道我們在基督裡。
And finally, Jesus comes as the Prince of Peace.
而最後耶穌來到的時候, 祂是一個和平的君。
Is Jesus your Prince of Peace?
耶穌是不是你和平的君?
You know, this word, Prince of Peace, is Sar Shalom. Sar Shalom.
在原文來說就是Sar Shalom.
And it, you know, it's wonderful to say, you know, when you go Shalom, Shalom, peace.
當你跟人打招呼，你講Shalom, 意思就是平安。
You know, when you walk through some areas in Flushing, Upper North, everybody, all these Jewish people say Shalom when they see you, Shalom.
如果你在法拉城北邊走, 你見到很多猶太人的時候, 你跟他打招呼, 你都可以跟他講Shalom, 平安。
So Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣就是这个和平的君.
This is an image of a conquering prince.
给我们一幅图画，就是他是一个战胜了的君王.
Who's riding on his horse, returning home with his army.
他就是骑着他匹马带领大军凯旋的归来.
That he's returning in victory.
凯旋的归来.
And he comes to declare to his people, peace is here. There's nothing to fear. I'm the one that comes and brings peace. And that is what exactly Jesus does in his death and resurrection. So he is the prince that ushers us into peace. He ushers us into peace with God. Peace with each other. And peace within ourselves. And he's the one that ushers us into that kingdom of God. So through the blood that he shed on the cross, Jesus pays our penalties for our sins. He dies the death that we should have faced. And he pays the atonement for our sins. For what reason?
为了什么呢?
Yes, we learned today it's for his glory.
今天我们学到是为了他的荣耀.
But it's also so that we can have a restored relationship to God. No longer are we estranged from God as his enemies. No longer does he look at us, does he see sinful people. He sees the blood of Christ that has covered over you.
Now,
he calls you children, his children.
That
enables us to cry out, Abba Father. And we become his heirs of his eternal kingdom. As a believer, you are an heir to an eternal kingdom. That is what you have to look forward to. And the question is,
问题是,
do you have that peace
你有没有这个平安呢?
To know where you're heading? That nothing in this world can ever take away that peace that comes from Christ. And the question is, are you at peace with Jesus?
问题是, 你和主耶稣基督是否和好呢?
Have you received the peace that Jesus comes to offer?
你亦都有没有接受到主耶稣基督所赐的这份平安?
It is Jesus who is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣就是这个和平的君.
This is the hope of Christmas. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
This is the hope of Christmas. 他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
This is the wonderful gift of Christmas.
这个就是圣诞奇妙的礼物。
That a child born is given to us.
有一子。
And as we reflect upon these things, ask yourselves, is Jesus that wonderful counselor that speaks into my life each and every day? That his word dwells in me richly.
Is
it the power of the mighty God Jesus that works in my heart?
Is
he the one transforming and molding me? And do I know Jesus, my everlasting Father? Do I have that assurance of his love and his care for me?
我有没有这个确定去知道神对我的爱和我的
And do you know Jesus as your Prince of Peace? No matter what storms you face in life, he will calm your waters. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. For it is your grace that gives us life abundant. Father, for it is your grace that gives us your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is his death and resurrection that comes and gives us peace with you. This amazing love that you've shown.
That
while we were yet sinners, you would die for us. Father, we pray that as we come and to be in awe of what you've done, help us to reflect truly on the Son. To really worship you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know that it is God who saves us. And as we look forward to Christmas, we celebrate what you have done for us. And help us to apply these truths into our hearts. That Jesus becomes to us our wonderful counselor, a mighty God, everlasting Father,
永在的父,
and Prince of Peace.
和平的君,
Father, draw us close to your throne.
天父让我们靠近你的宝座,
we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名字祈求,
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to our last hymn.